This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Now a hair growth product with natural ingredients and fast results. Reveal from GCNLife.com.
Perpetually standing in the breach and always ready to stay in the fight. Coming to you from an undisclosed broadcast location. Presented by AR-500 Armor. The Armored Republic cometh. This is Lock and Load with Bill Frady.
All right. Coming to you live from the AR-500 Armored Radio Studio, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Franklin Armory.
Franklin Armory makes top-quality AR-style firearms for sports, military, and law enforcement. 100% made in America parts and materials. We manufacture revolutionary three-position binary triggers that can be selected to fire on the pull and release, or set to fire normally. We strongly support and uphold our Second Amendment. We hope you do, too. Get a 10% discount when you mention the code word LOCK AND LOAD at Franklin Armory.
Indeed. Check them out at franklinarmory.com. You know, I like to get the different perspectives from everybody out there, and one of the best perspectives out there is somebody who just sort of watches and writes books and comments, and I like the writers. I like a lot of the writers. So joining me today, it's been a while since he's been with me, is author of Good Gun, Bad Guy. That would be Dan Woz. Good evening, sir.
Hey, Bill. Thanks for having me. You know, it's always great to be on your show because, and I really like talking to you because you really care about this stuff. You're very articulate, and you really have your finger on the pulse of gun rights and things like that. Because right now we're in a very touchy position. We have to be very careful.
Yeah, we are. And it helps to take a look at things and try to figure out and get the gauge of what's happening around there, and that's what I'm trying to do with all of you writers, because writers think of things in a different sort of context. At least that's been my, which I sort of envy writers because they have that capability. So let's start with the election. Any surprises there for you?
No, actually a little bit. I mean, I thought that we would lose more. We actually did very well. When you look at the numbers of how many seats we lost compared to previous administrations.
Right. Yeah, it's not nearly the tidal wave, the tsunami. The blue tsunami.
Hey, it would have been great to hold on, you know, to the House, but I suppose if we had to lose the House, we couldn't have really done it any better, you know.
Well, it's going to be very entertaining because Nancy Pelosi's been waiting for a long time. Do you remember when she was first made Speaker of the House in 2006?
The interesting thing, she's getting a lot of opposition from her own party right now, which is kind of fun to watch.
Well, she has that special gavel that's like the size of a croquet mallet that she likes to run around with, and I remember that picture. I was just thinking, how big is she? I mean, I've never seen other speakers of the House. It just looks like a hammer to me, but in her hands, it looks like a croquet mallet. So
maybe she's like 3 feet tall. We don't really know.
I don't know. She's Lilliputian or something. Anyway, yeah, so that is liable to be sort of entertained today.
Sure. There's so much other stuff going on, too. I mean, with all these red flag laws and different states, and, you know, talking about the borderline situation, the Alabama situation, 1639. I mean, there's a lot of stuff we need to be aware of. And it's a good thing we have, you know, gun rights groups, you know, fighting for us in court. We need to support those groups. Pick the group you like and the group you associate best with and support them because they're doing a great job.
See, one of the dirty little stories, though, about all these gun groups is they all belong to each other.
Well, that's another thing about you. You know the inside stories and all this.
Well, they do. Everybody at Gun Owners of America are members of, and lifetime members of NRA. A lot of NRA members are members of Gun Owners of America. There are a lot of Second Amendment Foundation are members of both, and you know everybody reciprocates. And
yeah.
I don't know. I've looked at the way some of these guys operate, and it's almost like they have assigned themselves each a role, and they are really, really good at it. But nobody does the same thing.
Yeah, interesting. Yeah.
There's no redundancy there. So let's real quick let's touch it because. New York is about to, Cuomo has teed up a extreme risk protection gun violence restraining order. I call these minority report laws because these are about things you might do. Not about anything you have done, but these are things that you might do. So in Maryland the other day, we got to see what it would be like, gun confiscation, what that would be like.
Yeah,
because they went to serve one of these orders. His relative turned him in, and they went to serve one of these orders, and they killed the guy. His last name was I think his name is Gary Willis, 60-year-old dude.
Yes, Gary Willis. Yeah, and man, what a shame because you know all this guy is doing. It seemed that he's just trying to. You know, he's in his house. You know, they're coming to his house, to his front door.
Right.
And telling him that he's got to, you know, turn over his guns. And this, I was, you know, reading a little bit more on these laws, these red flag laws, and they started in Connecticut in 1999. And I guess from what I'm getting is that the original idea of these red flag laws was to stop suicides. Well, as it turns out, the CDC did a study that showed that it only stopped, it only prevented, these red flag laws only prevented 1.6 of gun-related suicides in Connecticut.
Right.
And they, but these people went on, the people who didn't have guns because of their mental condition, went on to commit suicide by other means. So, in other words, what they've done is they've made millions of people unarmed and helpless in order to switch suicides from gun to something else.
Sure.
And that doesn't make any logical sense. The whole idea here is, you know, the anti-gun politicians are really looking at these red flag laws as the latest way to control gun owners. You know, and until one of these goes to the Supreme Court, they'll continue to do it. But a lot of these sound very similar to the Heller case. Like we may have another Heller on our hands.
Well, I'm waiting for one of these to work their way through the court. The other part about this that I really don't like is that there's not going to be, you know, if you get out there and you kill too many people that haven't committed a crime, we're going to have another Bundy Ranch situation. And, you know, rightfully so. One of the things that I have talked about before, like, I don't know if you know this or not, but like, Apple patented this software where they could, look at the software, you know, they could look out and use your mobile signals and your Wi-Fi signals, and then they could send out this message. And all of the Apple devices out there would not be able to text and or shoot video.
Huh. Wow.
And they never did anything with it, but some law enforcement agencies have bought it. Now,
I see where you're going.
Yeah, the problem herein lies is that law enforcement, there's only one of them for every 19,000 of us. So I can see where they would probably want to keep this kind of thing from getting out if they did something. I'm almost certain that they didn't go there with the intention of killing Mr. Willis, except Mr. Willis showed up because somebody was knocking on his door late at night with a gun.
Right.
And, you know, that won't be, I don't think that's a good idea that happened too many times. Some of these police chiefs need to step up and say, we can't be going around and killing our citizens now, can we?
Well, not only that, they're putting their police officers in danger too, and the cops are trying to do their job and do what they're told to do.
Sure.
So it's a mess all the way around, and it all stems from these anti-gun politicians sitting at the top of the heap.
I'll tell you what I think of those guys when we get back. Coming up on the first break, you can find Dan's book, Good Gun, Bad Guy, at Amazon.com and at goodgunbadguy.net. Volumes 1 and 2. Go check it out. We'll be right back This is Lock and Load. Today, weapons and optics are built tough, but they have to remain dialed in. Enter Air Armor Tech. Created to protect the $500,000 helmet of the F-35 Lightning II aircraft, Air Armor Tech can likewise protect your weapons during transport. Under pressure, air is uncompromising. Rigid or collapsible using the power of inflation or deflation. High-tech and elemental. To learn more, go to airarmortech.com. Air Armor Tech. Protective. Lightweight. These are military-grade inflatable cases. At Spikes Tactical, we are all shooters with a very simple mission. Make the best product we can perfect at the best possible price for our consumers. We strive to produce the best components and rifles available, with quality control second to none, because real-world events don't allow for a second chance. Whether you are an operator, competitor, or home defender, Spikes Tactical will serve you well. Go to SpikesTactical.com. Spikes Tactical, 100% American-made to the highest standard.
What if there was a social media network only for the conservative?
What if there was a social media network not only for the conservative right general public, but also a platform for conservative politicians and advertisers?
And what if the social media network was the only free speech network in existence?
There is. It's RightSocial.net.
RightSocial.net, a response to President Donald Trump's direct presidential order.
RightSocial.net, where you have the right to freely speak your mind.
RightSocial.net,
the right place to be.
Why is the black man black and the white man white? God said, man said.com. The sons of God and science admits a ghost species. The amazing power of going to church. God said, man said.com. Dinosaurs and man contemporaneously. You possess the world's greatest treasure. God said, man said.com. Sin bones, St. Peter's fish, hours of text and streaming audio. God said, man said.com.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Blockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. BlockitPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at BlockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. BlockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
For P150, P150GA, P150NY, P150OK, P150TN, C250A, C250E, C250Q. Not available in all states. If New York or Colorado, call for a similar offer.
What's the scariest thing about going to the dentist? Opening your mouth or opening your wallet? Because just a simple cleaning can cost $150, and things like root canals can cost you hundreds more. If you don't have dental insurance to help, call Physicians Mutual Insurance Company, 1-800-656-4686. This isn't a discount plan or preventive-only coverage. This is real dental insurance that helps pay for checkups right away. So you can call today and get your teeth cleaned tomorrow. Plus, it helps cover the more expensive procedures you might need down the road. Fillings, crowns, bridges, even costly dentures. There's no deductible and no annual maximum. Your acceptance is guaranteed for one of these insurance policies, even if you're retired. Plus, you can choose any dentist you'd like. Call now for a free information kit with all the details. 1-800-656-4686. That's 1-800-656-4686. 1-800-656-4686.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery, and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Live from the AR 500 Armor Radio Studio, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Franklin Armory.
Franklin Armory makes top-quality AR-style firearms for sport, military, and law enforcement. 100% made-in-America parts and materials. We manufacture revolutionary three-position binary triggers that can be selected to fire on the pull and release, or set to fire normally. We strongly support and uphold our Second Amendment. We hope you do, too. Get a 10% discount when you mention the code word lock and load at franklinarmory.com.
Oh, yeah, franklinarmory.com. Go check them out. That crazy, crazy binary trigger. Got stuff coming from them, hopefully within the next 2 weeks. We'll see. But anyway, we are talking to Dan Woz, author, commentator, media guy, Corvette collector, and musician. Is there an ascending order to that, or is it just, you know, just what, however I take it?
I don't know. I guess first and foremost, I'm a father and a husband, but
okay.
But all that other stuff comes next, and it's all great too. Hey, life is good. I figure we're only here for a relatively short amount of time, 80 to 100 years, and we may as well, you know, make the most of it.
It is a geological blip.
Oh, hey, relatively speaking, yeah, it's a tiny little. We're here for a very short time, so.
So in New York, Cuomo, I guess he discovered he didn't have a red flag order because he's just about got every other gun control thing happening there. Is this? He's now moving in that direction, right?
Yeah, well, he is moving toward the extreme risk protection order, as they call
before,
it.
Before, now you made reference to this, and I have to admit I didn't have time to check on this. But before we get into the extreme risk protection order, you said something about him making a threat to gun owners on Twitter.
Yeah. Oh shoot! I wish I had that. I wish I had that tweet handy so I could read it word for word. But basically, he took the liberal position and said something to the effect that thoughts and prayers don't help, that they need to take action. And of course, to the anti-gun liberals, action means more gun restrictions rather than looking at what's causing human violence and looking at some of their failed Democrat policies. So, so he made a veiled threat through two or three tweets recently, and I was asked by our local WNYT, I think it's an NBC affiliate in Albany, New York, and I went on and did a hit on their station in Albany, and they wanted my response. And basically, I told them how I feel, and how really what this is a way for Governor Cuomo to he's got his beer muscles right now because he's back in office and he wants to either he's playing to his voters or he really does want more gun restrictions because he's threatening to push more extreme protection orders. And I can give you kind of an idea of what this New York extreme protection order is.
Okay.
Basically, it's someone can consider you a risk. And what they're doing is they're giving this authority to school officials, they call certified school officials. So what happens now, what could potentially happen if this goes into law, is substitute teacher or a teacher's assistant, anybody who's certified, could say, well, little Johnny is a risk to society. So now big Johnny gets his guns taken away,
right,
under the house, similar to, Gary Willis in Maryland. And now big Johnny's got about 2 days to get a lawyer to defend himself, to prove his innocence, to get his guns back, because they instantly will take the guns, just like they tried with the Maryland guy. So it's terrible. So the idea that New York officials want to give this type of authority to somebody who's never held a gun in their hand, a teacher's assistant, anybody certified. That was the thing that really caught my attention in this bill, certified. And I asked around. I said, "Well, who's certified?" And some of my family members told me, well, a substitute teacher and a teacher's assistant, they're certified.
Certified by what? Certified to do what?
Well, certified to either substitute teach or, you know, perform their job, because they have to be certified, I guess, by the school board or by whatever school standards. And I'm getting out of my scope here, but because they are certified, they can make that determination that little Johnny may or may not be a threat. So it's scary to me.
Well, it's, yeah. And here's the thing. Like, in California, they did one. Theirs is called the Gun Violence Restraining Order. With Elliot Rogers. But sheriff's deputies went out there and saw that guy. They went out there and saw that kid. And they have something called Code 5150, which is, I like saying it just because, you know, Van Halen had that album, but that's actually a penal code.
Oh.
For somebody who is a danger to themselves or others. And that was already in place, and they could have done that with Elliot Rogers, and they did not. And the thing with their gun violence restraining order was sort of largely a result to Elliot Rogers, who went through all the other gun control functions. Like the guy in Borderline, the Borderline shooter, he went through all of the existing California gun control hoops. So...
You know, another thing that they also use, and they want to push this one, is the domestic violence accusation. So if you're accused of committing domestic violence, and I was reading up on domestic violence, it's not only girlfriend, boyfriend, or spouse. It's anyone living in the house, and that could be, you know, so that means anybody who lives in the same premises as you can accuse you of being violent. And now all of a sudden you lose your rights because of an accusation of someone who could potentially not have any credibility at all.
Right.
So, so this stuff absolutely must be stopped. And it must be stopped in every state. And if it has to go to Supreme Court, which I tend to think now, and I'd like your opinion on this too. You know, do you think that some of these cases are more likely now to go to the Supreme Court? Because in the past, it's been kind of, Supreme Court didn't like to take these cases, but would you think now that would be any different? Would we be more likely to get more of these cases in the Supreme Court?
Well, I'll tell you, we're coming up on the next break, and when we get back, I will give you my opinion on that.
Cool.
Because I do have one, but in the meantime, if you're looking for a good book to read, start with Volume 1, Go Get Good Gun, Bad Guy by Dan Was. You can find it on goodgunbadguy.net or Amazon, and you can catch him here whenever I can catch him on the phone. So we'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Roman legions, the samurai, and the knights of the round table, they understood body armor has long been a necessary tool. Today, AR-500 armor sets the standard for steel core body armor. Reimagining ballistic steel, AR-500 armor employs a fragmentation and spalling coating to mitigate damage, giving you that second chance to stay in the fight. AR-500 armor is the leading high-value solution for body armor. AR500armor.com. Join the Armored Republic and stay in the fight.
Offering the largest selection of night armament guns and parts in the world, OperationParts.com carries both the latest and the hardest to find components for your weapon. With name brands like Noveski, Aimpoint, and Nighthawk, OperationParts.com is a realm of the most discerning firearms connoisseur. With free shipping available on most orders, these are experienced AR-15 enthusiasts that test each part and component to ensure customer satisfaction. OperationParts.com. Make yours operational.
USA Radio News.
Since day one, my administration has also taken bold action to reform the Department of Veterans Affairs and deliver our veterans the care they so richly deserve. Working very hard on it. Last year I signed the landmark VA Accountability Act.
President Trump delivering remarks today at the Supporting Veterans and Military's Family Through Partnership Conference in Washington, D.C. Florida Secretary of State Ken Dietzner ordered a manual recount in the Senate race of all 67 Florida counties. The recount is to be complete by noon Eastern time on Sunday and will deal with what people call the over-under ballots. Election law attorney Brian Siebler was on Fox News and says it's all about making sure every vote is counted.
This is a question of process. And the whole idea is we want to make sure that the citizens of this country have their right to vote protected.
And you're listening to USA Radio News.
With a recession ending, if you've been putting off building your business, now is the time to act. General Steel will meet or beat any price on a pre-engineered steel building of the same size and specifications. Act now, before steel prices go up. So call us today for free information.
Call 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Radio studio. This is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Franklin Armory.
Franklin Armory makes top quality AR-style firearms for sports, military, and law enforcement. 100% made in America parts and materials. We manufacture revolutionary three-position binary triggers that can be selected to fire on the pull and release, or set to fire normally. We strongly support and uphold our Second Amendment. We hope you do too. Get a 10% discount when you mention the code word lock and load at franklinarmory.com.
Indeed. Indeed. Check them out, franklinarmory.com. I'm talking to Dan Was, Arthur, father, husband, guitar player, musician, Corvette collector. I always like just saying that, too, by the way. You're the only Corvette collector I know. So before we left, Dan had asked me if I thought that something was going to happen regarding these minority report laws, or as they like to say, the extreme risk protection laws. Yeah, I do, because the whole premise behind this is it's all based upon your propensity to commit something violent. It has nothing to do at all with any violence you might have already done. And since they've now killed one guy serving one of these orders, and it's only going to take one. It's only going to take one case to make it to the Supreme Court and for them to vacate and say this is unconstitutional. And any other jurisdiction, like I think Maryland would fall under the Fourth Circuit, so they would say, yeah, this is fine. So then it's going to get anytime with Ninth Circuit, Fourth Circuit, any of these guys that now let it go to the Supreme Court, I mean, the leftists have got to be sort of nervous about that one because, you know, Ruth Bader did fall down and break a rib. She's having to telecommute now.
Oh, is she? I didn't know if she was back at work or not.
No, she's having to do it from home.
You know, that's the thing. I would never wish that on the old woman. I mean, she's old, and you know that's got to be really extremely painful for anybody. So you know, the idea that that Republicans are happy that she hurt herself is an absolutely ridiculous. We don't wish that on anybody. But it might be time. I mean, she is old, and wouldn't it be time to bring in some new blood?
Well, it's going to be Trump's pick, though, and that's the thing that they're. I can't wait to see what would happen in the United States. We just saw them have just absolute conniption fits with Kavanaugh.
Yeah. they'd go bananas.
They'd go bananas. But I think, you know, as soon as all the dust settles and everything, I think somebody in this guy's family, if they're not doing it, well, I don't know what to think about the Willis family, but somebody needs to be going after somebody over a wrongful death because they were out there. What was this? Did this guy have a record? I don't know. Was he known to law enforcement? I don't know.
I didn't read anything. The one thing I did read was that his family said that he was outspoken, but he was a harmless guy. So maybe he was, an outspoken conservative, which I'm thankful for that he is, and everybody should be. But they said he was basically a harmless guy. So, and, you know, the whole thing is, you know, and you made a good point that, so you seem to be right in line with my thought as well, that it will go eventually to the Supreme Court and the liberals will be on the run with this sort of thing. Because the whole thing with these red flag laws or whatever you want to call, whatever they're called, extreme risk protection, is that they violate due process and they violate the Second Amendment. Like, we talked a little bit about the 1639.
Right.
That, that's just outrageous, some of the violations. And maybe we could touch on that too.
We can. If you would like, I mean, it's so bad. 1639 is such a bad topic. I've got the business development manager from Aero Precision. They operate in Washington State. He's coming on the show right after you do. So, yes, we can certainly talk about some 1639 because that's a big thing.
Well, you know, I haven't gotten too deep into it, but I got some bullet points here, and I was looking at them going, oh, my gosh. See, anyway, a couple things. They want to switch 18 to 21. For semi-automatics, a training course, a 10-day waiting period. You know, they love these waiting periods because they actually think that, and here's the crazy thing. When was the last time anybody who killed somebody else with a gun went to the gun shop, bought the gun, and went directly to the crime spot? You know, it went directly from the gun shop to kill somebody. You know, they want to make people think that human beings are these, like, reactive. As soon as we get our hands on a gun, we want to do bad things with it. So that waiting period is absolutely ridiculous. A yearly recertification checks. This is troublesome because, you know, if you forget to recertify, you've now become a paper felon.
Right.
And then your rights are gone. They want to push for trigger locks and safes and things like that by saying if someone else in the household or anybody else for that matter gets a hold of your gun, you are responsible for whatever happens with that gun. And so what they're really doing with that is they're really trying to push to not come right out and say it's mandatory to have trigger locks or safes, but they want to do everything they can to encourage people to make sure their guns are locked.
But how do they, the only way for them to enforce it then is to violate the Fourth Amendment.
Well,
yeah.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Exactly. It's the same thing as the Heller case. You know, we're getting into that. Or was it McDonald? Which one am I confusing the two? Anyway, but the one thing about this 1639 that's really annoying more than anything is they want to charge a $25 fee to purchasers through the dealer to pay for the costs of all this nonsense that infringe on the purchaser's rights. So now the purchaser has to pay an extra fee so their rights can be infringed.
Right.
Ridiculous.
Well, am I off
on this?
No, I don't think you're off. I don't think you're off on it at all. There's other aspects to it too that goes along with it, but they're trying really hard to be like California. California has a 10-day waiting period, and this shooter that just shot up Borderline waited, and he took the course, and he waited 30 days. But you know, he was in that Elliot Rogers who bought 3 guns for his little rampage. He did that 3 separate times. He bought a gun, waited 10 days, took his little course, then waited 30 days, and then bought the next gun, and then waited 10 days. And he did that, and these guys that are deliberate powder kegs are patient.
Yeah.
I guess the whole impetus behind this waiting period was that this would give you off a cooling off period. I hate to tell you this, but if you are sitting there and like a crime of passion is where somebody says something to me and I just snap and I hit them and they hit their head going down on the curb and it kills them. That's a crime of passion. Premeditation occurs when I say, I'm going to go in here and get this bat and come and kill this guy. Right. Or I'm going to go to this gun shop and buy this gun and come and kill this guy. Now we're in premeditated murder. That's a whole other bundle of things to consider. So it's all based upon a false premise. And I would expect if not this will, it should be this Willis family. The Willis family should be leading the way on this first thing, though, with the Minority Report. I call it that because I always picture, you know, the wooden pool ball having a name inscribed on it, and Tom Cruise jumping in his flying snail and going off and catching the people.
Yep.
From the movie. I'm talking to Dan Woz. He is a author. He is a gun rights advocate. He is a shooter. He is a musician. And he is a frequent guest. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
The United States of Empire is a book that claims the United States is the empire of the world. George Washington had warned us against foreign wars. The United States of Empire shows that World Wars I and II left England broken. Its former colony, the U.S., had to save the empire. Was there ever a vote? Who do we fight for? The deep state began with World War I. The United States of Empire by James Dunn. Available at Amazon Books.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors.
Marijuana has unleashed a green gold rush across our nation. It's creating $10.8 billion in new wealth a year. And every day, it's transforming more and more Americans into millionaires. Former Speaker of the House John Boehner reveals how you could become one of them. Join him online for the American Cannabis Summit. Attendance is 100% free, but space is limited. Join online at www.acs2018.com. John Boehner and an esteemed panel will reveal which cannabis stocks are primed to deliver life-changing windfalls. Plus, they will show you how to become a cannabis angel investor, backing the hottest startups before they potentially become worth billions of dollars.
To join the American Cannabis Summit, visit acs2018.com or text JOIN to 76280. Don't miss this once-in-a-lifetime opportunity. Text JOIN to 76280. Text JOIN to 76280 now.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the purest for you and your family. For over 14 years, thousands have depended on Berkey Clean Water. The Berkey guy has you covered at home, work, and on the go with water filtration systems of every size for every budget. Now, GCN listeners receive 10% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN at GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free Reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Coming to you live from the AR 500 Armor Radio Studio, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Franklin Armory.
Franklin Armory makes top-quality AR-style firearms for sport, military, and law enforcement. 100% made in America parts and materials. We manufacture revolutionary three-position binary triggers that can be selected to fire on the pull and release, or set to fire normally. We strongly support and uphold our Second Amendment. We hope you do, too. Get a 10% discount when you mention the code word LOCK AND LOAD at Franklin Armory.
Yeah. And if you look in there and if you're buying parts of something, use that code word, would you? I'd appreciate that. FranklinArmory.com. I am talking to author and commentator Dan Was. Let's talk a little bit. Let's finish this hour with borderline. Now, have you ever noticed how there's some rampage murder incidences where the gun grabbers come out in full force, and this is going to be the one that's the wind at their backs, and then there'll be some other one that seems, you know, it seems equally heinous to me, except they don't congregate to that one for some reason. Have you ever noticed that?
Yeah, they don't, because it doesn't fit their narrative and their agenda for whatever reason.
Right.
Borderline is interesting because it could have been stopped very easily, but there were two things that jumped out at me. First of all, the killer met no opposition when he got there. The security guard that was on site at the front door was, wait for it, unarmed. What kind of security guard, what do you expect a security guard to do if he's unarmed? So, now, the question is why? Why was he unarmed? And my guess, and you haven't got a lot of information. Maybe you have more information on this particular incident than I do, but I haven't seen a lot of information. My guess is that this is Southern California.
Right.
And you're in Liberalville, and they don't believe in arming their security guards.
Well,
have
then
you ever heard of such a...
an unarmed security guard is not a security guard. What is he able to secure?
Yeah, exactly. Nothing.
Nothing. So, I mean, that's the thing about the gun-free zone, too. I'm waiting for some laws to be passed where if you get out there and say, well, listen, we have shall issue in your state, but if you want to, as a business, you can declare your business a gun-free zone. Ah, well, I don't like guns, so I don't want any of my business. However, if you do that, you do have to provide for some form of security in case something does happen, because we do live in the psychotropic drug age of single-parented people that seem to want to go in and kill a bunch of people at one time.
Well, you mentioned gun-free zones. Let me mention something here.
Sure.
I live in a beautiful city called Saratoga Springs in upstate New York. We're known for our racetrack and some of the best restaurants in the country. Saratoga Springs, beautiful place to be. Except it's gone absolutely crazy politically. The Saratoga Springs School Board,
right,
has decided after 30 years they're going to disarm their security. It was a vote that was 5-4 in favor of disarming their security after 30 years with no incidents. You know, no incidents for 30 years, and now all of a sudden they want to do that. So gun-free zones are, and I went and I spoke at the board meeting and expressed some of the views, my view, and showed them some statistics, some CDC reports, some statistics that show guns will save millions of lives per year.
Right.
They didn't want to hear any of it. They don't understand, whether they understand it or not is a different story, but they seem to be sticking to it. Even the mayor, who's an anti-gun mayor, and her city council are urging the school board to rearm the security, and there's still this one person, all they need is one person to flip that vote and they won't do it. Astonishing to me. And you know what happens? If one kid gets hurt in that school,
right,
the blood is on the hands of those five school board members that voted for that, those children's unarmed helplessness.
Right. We should, in the modern era, we should not have had a school shooting since Columbine, but we've never taken those steps. But I mean, have you ever noticed this? Do you have any children in school right now?
No, one just out of college.
Okay, but I mean, I'm sure that you probably saw this. Now, if you were driving your kids to school, they always have these school zone signs, and they have reduced speed limits, but they always post cops there at school time. Now, why do they always post cops there at school time?
For speed, with respect to the speed limits?
Yeah.
Go ahead. I don't know.
Well, they post cops there because they know nobody's going to. The signs don't. When you drive past the sign, it doesn't regulate your car automatically and make it go down to that speed. So
okay, good point. Gotcha.
They know that they have to actively enforce that. Gun-free zones are the only signs that they put out where they're not actually actively trying to enforce that.
Yeah. Well, the anti-gun crowd wants to push the idea, the notion, the false notion that the kids feel uncomfortable. The truth is, the kids feel more comfortable when they know they're protected. And you know what? And that brings me to this other thing. Let me just mention, let me go, if you don't mind, let's go to this Alabama situation.
Sure.
Not necessarily, we don't need to get into laws and stuff. We talk about the laws and restrictions and all that stuff. Let me talk about the most important thing here that I see. It's a guy named Marcus Washington. He was the employee. He was the one he was in the process of making 2-quarter pounders. You might remember that.
Right.
His quotes, there are 2 quotes by him, and this is what we all need to take away from this. Marcus Washington said, quote, "I'm feeling grateful," he told this. And let me just back up a little bit. This is where the armed citizen killed the bad guy, right? Marcus Washington says, quote, "I'm grateful," he told the station. "Wrapping my head around it all, I was just wishing someone would come wake me up from this nightmare." His second quote was, "He's my hero," referring to the armed citizen, because right. I can only imagine how it would have went if he wasn't armed. We might not be here having this interview. He recognizes the importance of firearms with respect to the safety of people.
Well, he's like the mugged leftist who wakes up and becomes a conservative.
Yes.
He's a believer now, and you know, that guy was leaving. But he stopped the rampage killer in his tracks, and that's because a rampage killer is looking for the easiest amount of resistance. And if you engage him, well, now he's got to engage you back. So he forgets about being a rampage killer, and now he's just trying to survive.
Yeah.
And so I thought that was an excellent example of what happens. Do you know the stat on when an armed citizen is present with a rampage killer operating?
I do know that there was a CDC report that said guns are used in America per year 2.46 million times
yep.
per year.
Up to three. Yep.
Just to save lives.
Yep.
Now, that doesn't necessarily mean the good guy killing the bad guy. That often means the mere presence of the gun. That means a good guy with a gun in his belt will often deter the bad guy.
Yeah,
so
I think
it's statistics that we just can't ignore.
I think 97% of the time we don't pull the trigger. But we're very, very effective at it. But the statistic is when an armed citizen is present with a rampage killer going into operation, average loss of life is 2.5 versus when you wait for the cops is 18.
Okay.
Yeah. So we're about to run out of time, though, Dan. It goes fast, doesn't it?
Yeah, it sure does. But it's good conversation always with you. Always.
Yeah. So tell everybody where they find the book.
GoodGunBadGuy.net or GoodGunBadGuy.com or search GoodGunBadGuy on Amazon, Barnes & Noble.
And he'll probably start selling pictures of him very soon with his various Corvettes.
Yeah, I'll send one over to you. I'll send one down to you. You can cruise around.
Yeah, what, a Corvette? I would just take a picture. That'd be fine. Yeah, but if you...
Why not send the real thing?
Yeah, if you've got a bubble wrap envelope, that'll fit in, too. I'll give you my address tomorrow. Thank you for joining me today, sir.
All right, pal. Thanks a lot.
Yes, sir. All right. Coming up next, from Aero Precision, the manager of business development, he's going to come in to talk about I-1639 in Washington State. This is Lock and Load.
The rest of my life, I wish I would have known, cause I didn't kiss my mama goodbye. I didn't tell her that I loved her, how much I care. To thank my boss for all the talks and all the wisdom he shared.
Every month we give away thousands of dollars in guns and gear at gunwinner.com. Catering to the shooter, hunter, prepper, or collector. All giveaways are free to enter courtesy of the contest sponsors. You can win guns from companies like Nighthawk Customs, Springfield, and many more. Every month, the giveaways, the contests, everything begins again, so go to gunwinner.com and enter to win. For all of your gun deals and giveaways, gunwinner.com.
Now you know. I will meet you there.
Our story is as old as the country we live in. It is uniquely American. Pipe Hitters Union was born in the chaos of war, fighting tyrants so that others may live free. We didn't back away from the chaos. We learned to thrive in it. What began as a brotherhood has evolved over the years into a commitment to live by the values we hold dear, regardless of what stands in our way. PipeHittersUnion.com. Apparel with an attitude. Wear it if you dare.
Pain in my neck, back, and shoulders has really gotten worse.
Relief for body pain is here with Sunny Bay Heating Pads.
Well, the last thing I want is to take another pill, so what's so good about Sunny Bay Heating Pads?
Sunny Bay Heating Pads, made by Biomed DB Design right here in the USA, come in all sizes. Our extra-large microwavable heating pad for back pain is designed to be large enough to cover your entire back. It's also perfect to wrap around your legs, knees, or shoulder and neck.
But I need to know they're good quality.
Of course. Sunny Bay heating pads and pillows are often an Amazon choice, and it's easy and most affordable when you purchase your Sunny Bay heating pads right from our website, sunshinepillows.com, or call us 253-678-1361.
Hey, a Sunny Bay heating pad
would make a great gift, right?
Yes, and they start at just $19.99, and free shipping is available. So call 253-678-1361 or shop for your Sunny Bay heating pad at sunshinepillows.com.